Well, friends, many Christians, when they hear about the zeal for the Lord, their minds immediately go to King Jehu of Israel, who is known for his extraordinary zeal for the cause of the Lord. He was certainly used by the Lord to fulfil an important role in the plan of God for Israel, his covenant people. But it's one thing to be used by the Lord, and it's another thing to be godly and regenerated by his Holy Spirit. King Jehu is portrayed in Scripture as a pretty bloodthirsty man, killing multitudes of people, and yet he had an extraordinary zeal for the Lord. What are we to make of him? Well, Jehu was anointed to be king of Israel by Elijah the prophet. He was also commanded to destroy the whole house of Ahab. 2 Kings chapter 9 tells us, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, if I anoint you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel, and you shall strike down the house of Ahab, your master, so that I may avenge on Jezebel the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord, for the whole house of Ahab shall perish. And I will cut off from Ahab every male, bond or free, in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the house of Nebat, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Abijah. And the dogs shall eat Jezebel in the territory of Jezreel, and none shall bury her." And so Jehu wiped out Ahab's whole house, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke to Elijah, all in fulfillment of Elijah's prophecy made earlier. Now Jehu obeyed the command of the Lord. He was God's agent in fulfilling God's plan. God commends Jehu also for doing it. We read that the Lord said to Jehu, "Because you have done well in accomplishing what is right in my eyes, and have done to the house of Ahab all I had in mind to do, your descendants will sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation." And that was a great blessing at that time. Jehu then wiped out a royal dynasty at the command of the Lord. But that does not necessarily make him a believer or a regenerated person bound for glory in heaven. There are many people who do not know God as Saviour, yet fulfil a very important role for God. It is possible to do God's will and yet not be born again and made a new creature in Christ and get to heaven. We all know that God said to Cyrus, the Medo-Persian king, "I have grasped you to subdue nations, and I call you, I equip you, though you do not know me." Isaiah 45. Cyrus freed the exiled Israelites to return to their land, and he even paid for their expenses for rebuilding the temple at Jerusalem. That's amazing. Most commentators think that Jehu then did not know the Lord personally, because it's written, "Jehu was not careful to walk in the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He did not turn from the sins of Jeroboam, which he made Israel to sin." Now Jeroboam was a wicked king which caused many others to turn away from the Lord to idolatry. He caused all the succeeding kings after him to follow in his idolatrous way. And Jesus said that whoever causes one of those little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck, and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Jehu continued the pattern of serving false gods and causing others to do the same. A man can profess zeal for the Lord, but in actual fact it may only be worldly ambition. Jehu said at one time, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." Jehu would go down in history. Some people who do not believe in an afterlife are very keen that their names would go down in history after they're gone. I don't know why, but it seems to be very important to them that their names will go down in history, although there's no God. People can have hidden motives for their good works. People can make a pretense as to why they do things. Jehu certainly had skill in deceiving people as to why and what he was doing. So we all need to be careful to, and examine our motives as to why we are really doing things. Are we doing it to serve God and to glorify Him, or to make an impression on certain people, or to make a good name for ourselves? Today, in 2023, we have our Donald Trumps, who can support good causes and Christian values, and yet their lives would appear to contradict the Christian way of life. Looking at the outward appearances only, it can be very difficult for us to know who are genuinely good people. Today, in 2023, we have Netanyahu trying to wipe out the whole of the terrorist group Hamas, because he belongs to the people of Israel and believes they have a divine right to the land of Israel. But that does not mean Netanyahu is a Christian. So we are challenged to examine our hearts and our true motives which lurk behind our practices. Given the wonderful gift of forgiveness of sins, together with everlasting life, surely, if any persons should have zeal, it is the Christians, it's the people of God, who have received full and complete redemption in Jesus Christ. Yes, we ought to have zeal for the Lord, but it must be according to knowledge, that is, the knowledge of God in Christ Jesus. The great Apostle Paul, being a Jew, knew much about zeal and admitted he had more than anyone, but how wrong he was about it all. Indeed, he said, "I count everything as loss," but now he does that, "I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus my Lord. For his sake I've suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ." How much are you and I prepared to lose for our salvation? For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? Well, may God bless these thoughts.